First thing, I always ask everybody if I could have your full name and title for the record.
Ron Hansen, Harlan Agribusiness Professor, Emeritus, University of Nebraska, Lincoln.
Okay. Of course, tonight you shared your message about succession planning and the importance of it. Now, this is going to sound like a simple question, but I think it needs to be asked. Why is succession planning important for farmers and farm families?
Well, the key point there is that most families never want to sit down and talk about the what-if family issues, things that might happen. And the key point is that if something happened within the family or to the farm today, does everyone know what happens tomorrow? Who takes over, how they take over, when do they take over, how is that process determined? And it gets down to the family sitting down together, communicating, sharing their feelings, and then most importantly, get that into writing. Because once you take those feelings and put them into words, it has a different meaning, a different outlook, a different perspective in terms of that. And that's the biggest challenge for families, because families never want to talk about giving up their farm or losing control, or farm producers admitting the fact that someday I may not be able to farm or be on this farm. And those are really tough, difficult issues, but those issues are real and they will happen. The key point is the family needs to have a plan for when and if it does happen.
Okay, so let's kind of break this out a little bit. If you are a parent and you want to begin this conversation, what would you advise a parent who comes to you and says, we need to do this, even if we're reluctant about it, we need to do this. What would be your advice to them on how to start and where to go with it?
Well, the first question, and you're right on target with this, Andrew, but the first question I always ask parents, do you have a vision? This is your farm, your estate, your family, your children. You, as the parents, mom and dad, have worked your whole life to build and accomplish this. What are you now going to do with it? Do you have a plan in place? You know, don't make the assumption that all the children are going to come home with the attitude of getting along and cooperating with each other. And if you start to have disagreements or misunderstandings, then you're going to have some family troubles, and if the lawyers get involved, things can get nasty in a short period of time.
Okay, now let's say that you are a child of a farmer, and you know, maybe you've had the conversation, but it's been more or less just platitudes at this point, and there is nothing really settled. What can you do if you know that there needs to be a conversation? What can you do to begin that conversation? And then when you're having the conversation, what does a child need to do as far as being able to understand what's going on? What would be your advice to a child of a farmer?
Okay, terrific question and right on target with it, because a lot of parents, like we discussed this evening, don't want to deal with it. They don't want to go through the emotion of this. They're afraid that if we have the family meeting, bring all the kids home, somebody may say something, confront them. Do I really want to deal with that? So you are absolutely correct. If I happen to be that farming child on the farm, I would go to those parents and I would simply say, this is your farm, your estate. You have every right to do with this as you choose. Okay? I'm not telling you what to do, how to do it, what is fair, what is not fair. But if you have certain wishes for the farm, for your estate, for us children, how can those wishes be carried out unless they're communicated, unless all of us children are told? Okay? So whatever you want to do with the farm is your, you know, this is your farm, your estate. You may want to give some of it to the church, a charity, whatever it might be. That's fine. I respect that. But we just need to know that your final wishes, what they are, and what you want us to do, so that we can respect that. And this is, you know, your farm in terms of that. But it has to be discussed. It has to be communicated. You've got to sit down with all of us children together and explain things. Tell us what is being done, why it's being done, and how it's to be done.
Okay. You had mentioned putting together, if everybody is on, excuse me, if everybody is on board and we need to start doing things, you had mentioned a succession planning team. What does that look like? What does that consist of? And why is a team like that important?
Well, if you have a large, let's say you have a large farming operation or a large family business, you've got a lot of assets, a lot of wealth at stake. So all of those issues come into play. When you put that succession team together, you need the accountant because of all the tax and IRS regulations. You need the attorney to draw up the necessary legal documents. If we're creating a trust, a limited liability company, I'm giving first right of purchase to the farming child or maybe to a farming grandchild, whatever. I need that. And then you need to make sure that everything is set up in a manner, whether it's through a trust or limited liability company, whatever, that mom and dad always have the income stream that they need for retirement. So the parents never have a financial worry, never become a burden to their children. So those people have the expertise. And when they go to that attorney, for example, you know, most of the families I work with, they make the huge mistake. They go to the attorney and their first question is, what would you do? How would you do it? Well, that attorney's never been on the farm, never met the family. So the key point is you go and say, this is our farm, our family, our situation. Here's what we want to accomplish. Can you help us with that? Can you do that for us? If so, you're hired. But that's our wishes. And I'm just a strong believer with parents that it's their farm, their estate, and they have every right to decide how that is to be handled, carried out. But the key point is communications, because no one likes being surprised. You know, when the family will is read and somebody says, well, when was that done? When was that changed? You know, then people right away get defensive. And when they get defenses, they stop communicating. They start fearing the worst. And the next thing you know, you got those adult children not getting along with each other.
And, you know, that really is the key. It's a matter of getting everybody on the same page. Sometimes that means putting everybody in the same room, but at the very least, getting everybody on the same page, whether it is the, you know, the farm family, along with the attorneys, the accountants, the financial advisors, the lenders, getting everybody on the same page so that there are no surprises.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, you said it perfectly. Because if things are out in the open, like I said, you know, openness and honesty promote trust and respect. Secrets only cause conflict. Because if you didn't tell me about this, what else didn't you tell me about? If you hid that from me, what else did you hide from me? And when you create those suspicions and create those doubts, then right away people lose trust and respect. And when that happens, they no longer communicate, and, you know, families are now in conflict with each other. So openness and honesty, good communications. Like I said tonight, the best strategy is to communicate, communicate, and communicate.
Okay, so one final question. And this is normally what I do is I ask anybody, is there anything else that you would want to make sure God mentioned that we haven't discussed yet? But instead of asking that, although you can answer that if you want to, is there anything that you really want to make sure that everybody here and everybody who might be listening to this take away from this presentation? Is there something that you want to make sure that they understand completely from your presentation as far as, you know, succession planning, having the conversation, and why it's important? What would you want to tell everybody?
Well, I think the key point that I really hope that people take with them or from any program is the fact that it's never too early to begin the discussion planning process. Just don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till dad has a stroke, loses his mental capacity, there's a family death, a family tragedy, whatever. Because when those things happen, the what-if situations that people never really want to discuss, but when those things do happen, many times nothing can be done. No plan can be put in place. No trust can be set up. No limited liability, whatever. And I've seen families wait till it's too late. And now they can't do any planning. They can't change anything. And unfortunately, you know, they lose the farm. And you go anywhere and you see farms that have been divided, split, sold off, auctioned off, all because the families couldn't get along or no planning was done. And it's very unfortunate to do that. So get to it, get it done. Goals without deadlines are nothing more than dreams. I always tell families, have a deadline, get it done, get it accomplished, and you will have peace of mind once you get through it. It's a difficult journey. It's an emotional journey. It has a lot of challenges, but that family and that farm are worth that effort to get it accomplished.